Committee on Budget, General Government, and Transportation and Economic Development. This morning is Tuesday, May 17th, 2005. We're in hearing room 174. I'm Representative Greg Smith. This morning we're going to open up a work session on House Bill 5114, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Scott. This is the same budget that was passed out of the joint subcommittee, with the exception that we've added a 3% services and supplies and capital outlay reduction that is being applied to all general fund agencies. And while this agency is technically an other fund, any expenditure in this agency affects the general fund by 56%. So the reduction of $140,840 will result in a $76,388 savings to the general fund. And so what I thought I would do is maybe just run through what the entire budget is for the record, and maybe you could do a motion in bloc, or would you like to? Okay. So the technical adjustments total $310,059. Those include the PERS savings, the DAS assessment, and the 3% reduction in services and supplies. Then we had a package to shift the other fund non-limited amount of $4.5 million to a limited expenditure for in other funds, that is the bank card fees. There were policy packages 102, which is the package providing expenditure to establish four permanent full-time liquor distribution equipment operators in the warehouse, a technical adjustment to acknowledge an increase in revenues as a result of having the additional positions. Package 157 is the package that provides additional $2 million for agents' compensation. And actually, it's $4.3 million because of the increase in revenue. Package 203 provided $333,000 and three FTE, which was not recommended because it is tied to House Bill 2056, and it could be accommodated in that bill if that bill passes the legislature. And Package 208 provides other funds expenditure limitation for the overtime services to University of Oregon at Oregon State for their sports program. And Package 301 is the technology infrastructure package of $3.6 million. Two budget notes, one on agents' compensation, directing the agency to undertake a review of the current payment schedule for liquor agents. And the second budget note is the review of the revenue sharing to take a look at the apportionment of state liquor revenues to cities and counties. And that is basically the all of the packages. And as a result of that, the recommendation for the appropriation bill would be to amend the bill by, which is item four, deleting $37,521,575 and inserting $41,379,516, deleting $55,037,338 in line 11, and replacing that with $57,284,338. There's no change in line 12, which remains at $203,766, and lines 13 and 14 deletes the entire section that is refers to the non-limited portion of the budget.
Perfect. Thank you. Any comments from the committee? Can we entertain a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the in bloc House Bill 5114, Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
Chair Scott moves House Bill 5114 in bloc. This includes the policy packages, the technical adjustments, performance measures, and two budget notes. Any discussion? No objection. So moved. Thank you very much.
On page 5, could we have the motion to move it with a due pass recommendation to the full committee?
Chair Scott moves the House Bill 5114 with the due pass recommendation to the full committee on House Special Committee on Budget.
Correct.
Seeing No discussion, no objection. So moved.
Thank you.
I guess I'm the carrier.
Okay.
Kind of goes downhill, doesn't it? With that said, we are going to close the work session on House Bill 5114. Thank you very much.